Catholics are rightly confused over papal intentions. And ask Father Session with Father Michael Rodriguez. Our Lady of Fatima asked us to do penance and pray very much for the Pope. Praying for the Pope's intentions is also important, as it is a necessary condition for nearly every indulgence. But what are Catholics to do when their sensus fidei, sense of the faith, tells them it's against piety or contrary to the faith to pray for certain intentions?
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Welcome to another session of Ask Father, brought to you by the Fatima Center. My name is Father Michael Rodriguez, and I am a priest of the Diocese of El Paso, Texas. Today we have a question from Carolyn, or Caroline. Carolyn asks, I hesitate to pray for the intentions of the Pope during the Rosary. It's a terrible thing to say, but I really do think it's a concern. I go ahead and do it out of obedience, just hoping the Blessed Virgin Mary will at least be pleased with that. What do you say? I think this is a very good question by Carolyn, because I think it's kind of like a microcosm of a great dilemma that all of us today are facing, because it specifically has to do with the papacy. On the one hand, obviously, Carolyn knows that she has to pray for the intentions of the Pope, that she has to pray for the Holy Father. But on the other hand, she's hesitant because she knows, she may not exactly know what it is, but she knows that there's something wrong with praying for the specific intentions of Francis. What this is already telling us is, it's telling us that there is something that is wrong in the papacy. Because a Catholic shouldn't feel this way. If you're a simple, faithful Catholic, without any qualms or difficulties of conscience, you should be able to pray your rosary, and you should be able to pray your rosary for the intentions of the Holy Father. The fact that something so holy and so basic is causing us trouble is one important sign that something is wrong in the papacy. And not only is something wrong in the papacy, something is terribly wrong in the papacy. I'll comment a bit about this in answer to Carolyn's question, but just to directly answer Carolyn's question, I would say this. You have the answer, Carolyn, in what a number of the priests already did in praying the rosaries that were part of the 54-day novena that was put out by the Fatima Center. So I encourage you just to follow their example. The novena took place from October the 7th to November the 29th. You can also look that up in the Fatima Center website. But what the priests did in praying for the intentions of the Holy Father in that rosary is they prayed for the traditional intentions of the Pope, or the traditional intentions of the papacy. And this is very important because, yes, we must pray for the intentions of the Pope. This is really part of just really to be able to gain any indulgence. We have to pray for the intentions of the Pope. But Holy Mother Church already shows us the way. She kind of gives us the answer, because it's not so much the particular intentions of a particular pope, but the intentions of the papacy as such, which in a sense really are the intentions of the Catholic Church. We could say these are the great intentions, the great prayers of Holy Mother Church that then are kind of personified in the Holy Father, and he as the vicar of Christ and the earthly, you know, that he's the earthly head of the church, that then these are his prayers. And so that's what you should do when you're praying your rosary, to pray for the traditional intentions of the Pope, the traditional intentions of the papacy, which are the following. There's six. One, the exaltation of the church, the exaltation of the Catholic Church. Two, the propagation of the faith, the spread of the Catholic faith. Three is the extirpation of heresy. Four is the conversion of sinners. Five is concord between Christian princes. We could say also there the social reign of our Savior and King, Jesus Christ. And number six is the further welfare of the Christian people. There we can say both the spiritual and temporal welfare of the Christian people, of the faithful. So that's what you can do, Carolyn, is pray for the traditional intentions of the Holy Father when you pray your rosary. But I do want to just comment briefly on right now the fact that we have something terribly wrong in the papacy. Because this is something that I think all of us as Catholics have to take extremely seriously. And it's causing a lot of different problems and a lot of different conflict. I would say a small problem, I don't want to say it's like a really small problem because I think it's significant, which is basically the question that Carolyn asks. You know, well, how can I pray my rosary faithfully? I want to pray my rosary faithfully. I want to pray for the intentions of the Holy Father. But, you know, these intentions that are coming from Francis, you know, or some of them are, one can already tell, they're evil. They're not of God. So what do I do? I call this maybe a small problem when I compare it to what I would say bigger problems, where I think today many faithful Catholics are even questioning, well, is Pope Francis really the Pope? Is Pope Francis a heretic? Again, should I pray for Pope Benedict? Should I pray for Pope Francis? What should I do? We have a lot of different Catholics also, both traditional Catholics and not traditional Catholics, that are, there's a lot of arguing and division being created because of this terrible crisis in the papacy. And so it is causing great, great confusion, more and more diabolical disorientation. What do we do? I don't pretend right now in this brief answer to be able to resolve the entire issue, because I think they're very important issues that are involved there. But I do think that something that all of us have to recognize is that something is terribly wrong right now in the papacy. There is a terrible evil that is taking place today in Rome. And I think that without question, I can't go into all the different examples and details of this, but I would say without question, Pope Francis is evil. And he's doing many, many evil things to destroy our Catholic religion. And we have to recognize this. As Catholics, we have to recognize this, and we have to do our very best to oppose this. Now, it's difficult because, yes, we have to pray for the Pope. We have to pray for his conversion. And I would say we have to pray for Francis, and we have to pray for his conversion. I would say definitely do that. It's something that our Blessed Mother emphasized greatly at Fatima. Here again, we have the message of Fatima bringing light to these difficult questions. Whatever it is that we think about Francis or Benedict, who's the Pope, who's not the Pope, what's very important that we do is that, yes, we continue to pray for Francis, pray for Benedict, pray for the papacy, and also do penance. Do penance so that this terrible crisis that is taking place in the papacy will be resolved, hopefully, sooner rather than later. And so it's extremely important that we pray. But I do want to emphasize also this. As Catholics, we have to recognize that there is something gravely wrong and evil taking place in the papacy today. That there is a grave evil that is surrounding, and also in Francis, specifically in Francis. But also to make it clear as Catholics that there is a difference. There is a very important difference between the office of the papacy, the office of the Pope as the vicar of Christ and the successor of Peter, and individual popes. Because here's also where there's a lot of confusion. Catholics think that, well, if you speak out against something that Francis is doing, then that means you're against the Pope and you're against the papacy, and you don't believe in the Catholic Church, or you don't believe in the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. And we have to make it very clear that as faithful Catholics, we revere the papacy. We have great reverence and honor in the papacy and also in the individual popes. Obviously, it's not like we're making an absolute distinction between the two. But we're also saying that there is a distinction. And I want to just close, kind of to make this distinction clear for all of you, by just reminding you of something that we pray at the very beginning of our Catholic creed, the Athanasian Creed. Hopefully all of you are familiar with the Athanasian Creed. If you're not, I strongly encourage you. Familiarize yourselves with the Athanasian Creed and pray the Athanasian Creed, because this is the creed of the Catholic Church. And the way the creed begins is as follows. Whoever wishes to be saved must before all else adhere to the Catholic faith. He must preserve this faith whole and untarnished. Otherwise, he shall most certainly perish forever. This is why we as Catholics give so much importance to the Pope. This is why our Savior Jesus Christ, this is why he gave us the papacy. This is why he gave us St. Peter and his successors. Because St. Peter and his successors are the first ones to preserve the Catholic faith whole and untarnished. This is absolutely essential. It makes no sense for a Catholic to just say, well, you know, I believe in the Pope and the Pope is important and I pray for the Pope, and forgetting what is really the foundation of the papacy and the foundation really of our salvation, what it is, how we're going to be saved. Because the first thing that we have to do, our most important duty, our most important responsibility is before anything else, to preserve untarnished and to profess the Catholic faith. That's why the Pope has all the authority that he has. And that's why we as Catholics believe in the Pope. That's why we pray for the Pope. All of the traditional intentions of the Pope, Carolyn's question about how to pray for the intentions of the Pope, it's beautiful because these traditional intentions of the Pope, the exaltation of the Catholic Church, the propagation of the faith, the extirpation of heresy, they all have to do with this most fundamental duty of every Catholic and the reason why the Pope exists. The papacy is there to preserve the Catholic faith whole and untarnished and to spread it to the ends of the earth. And so let us all remember this, because this is what it truly means to be a Catholic and to believe in the papacy and to believe in the Pope. And yes, it's very difficult today, because if you're doing this as a Catholic, you're guaranteed to be in conflict with Francis, with Jorge Bergoglio. Because it's very sad, but he's basically doing the opposite. If you go through those traditional intentions of the Holy Father, Francis is basically doing the opposite. As Catholics, we must oppose this 100%. And we're in a difficult position, because we still have to do our best to continue to always pray for the Pope, to pray for the papacy, to do penance, as Our Lady of Fatima has asked. But we do this as best as we can, and we place it in the hands of our Blessed Mother, in the hands of our Lord. Amen. Sacred Heart of Jesus, thy kingdom come. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us.
This presentation has been brought to you by the Fatima Center. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. Please include the Fatima Center among those apostolates to whom you send a portion of your monthly tithe. Regular monthly donors are vital for our continuing operation. To support Our Lady's apostolate or to send Father a question, please visit our website, www.fatima.org, or call us 1-800-263-8160. By the intercession of Our Lady's Immaculate Heart, may this Ask Father answer help you to know, love, and serve God better. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us.